So there's an opportunity that's set before our higher altar. So this is where we come to recognize our higher vision, our higher status, our higher broadcast, in essence, our true self. So as you will entitle yourself, that's very essential. Because what you're doing is you're leaving your past. We all are residing in the past as long as we still attend to the mind, where we still attend to the storyline of how we're functioning in this particular lifetime. And what we're doing is allowing ourselves favorable circumstance. So in essence, we're leaving that old station, that old recognition, and allowing ourselves to sail with ease. So the sailing with ease is like coming upon a new discovery of self. It's coming upon a new broadcast. It's coming upon a new scenery. It's coming upon a new emphasis. So you just want to imagine, they're saying like pop goes the weasel. Like, so that pop is sort of like an expectancy. A new birthing, a new arrival, a new frontier. So as you will allow yourself to change hands, so change hands is we're changing the tides, we're changing from the past into our new voyage, into our new extreme of life. So that extreme of life, when I share that, there is this energy upheaval. In other words, it's like being increased in heavy dosages. So you want to sort of feel that where you're traveling to higher witnessing. And what I'm receiving, it just feels like Isis wings. Like I just see these like wings and they're just extraordinary. So with that, there's a liftoff. Sequencing, there's a lift off to light. In other words, we're being exercised. So the exercise is we're being formatted, we're being engaged. We're being guided. So the best word for that is guided. We're being guided to our holy conclusion. Our holy conclusion is coming into alignment with our I am self, our I am that I am. Preconceived notion. So the preconceived notion is that's who we've been all along. And so we're returning steadily. We're returning in ease. We're returning in likeness of due consent and authority. So in essence, we're the ones consenting to our heavenly return. We're the ones consenting to that outreach status. We're the ones consenting to move beyond past dictation. So when we get triggered, when we fall into old habits, when we fall into old fears or whatever, that's our past station. So what they're reminding us is there's room abroad. So this is what we're seeking. And so it's like each of us are going to have these like moments. They're saying like a chill factor, but what it is you're just going to feel like left out in the cold, sort of like this is dark and damp. This doesn't feel good. It's like, oh no, not this again. So that's coming to us in earnest. In other words, time is speeding up. The energies are speeding up. The cycles are speeding up. The energies on the planet galore to guide us into the newest simulation. So when I said newest simulation, there is just the biggest third eye you can imagine, because that is what we're receiving. We're receiving our true broadcast. So we want to remember what we see with the physical eyes is stationary. In other words, we're just seeing the past. We're not seeing with true vision. So as we open up steadily, as we open up and report, as we open and extend ourselves in free alliance and frequency upgrade, what we're doing is we're traveling beyond the past notation where we were like our complete status, meaning we're complete with that, and we're moving aside. So moving aside is, again, remember we have parallel realities and they're just like, just imagine jump frog or whatever. So it's like you're taking a step forward, you're taking a leap of faith. So you want to remember that you exist, they're saying, in your traveling sequence. And so, in other words, it's like every time you get those, they're saying like gusts of wind. So it's sort of like, oh, here comes that old issue, but it just comes in with a real pulsation. It's sort of like, oh my gosh, here we go. But you want to remember, that's the leverage, that's the energy that's actually providing you due witness. The energy running through me is extraordinary. So what seems bleak, what seems really black, what seems like holy terror is helping you sort of like step out of the old engagement into the light, into your divine inheritance, into your solemn promise. Because your solemn promise is to capitulate, like to bring you back into your raised positioning. So again, coming into the Christ self, coming into the I am surroundings. And so what we're doing is we're using all of our prior circumstances, in other words, those places where we seem to fall, where we seem to go get downtrodden, where we seem to things go amiss, go awry. And so there's this leverage of that energy that allows us to cascade to our freedom. So that freedom is our overriding pleasure. It's our overriding journey. It's what's set to go. We want to remember that. They're showing me the Believe and Succeed card. It's like it's in our vicinity. So it's very important that we remember that we're not traveling solo. So it's sort of like everything that we need, everything that's cast in our good favor is accompanying us. So when you're looking for relief, when you feel like there's just no solution, because there is not solution in the old requirement, excuse me, what you're going to notice is as you take that leap of faith into new higher broadcast, that notion of parting ways where you're moving into a new lifestyle is there for the taking. Is there for the taking. So it's going to be a graduation. It's going to be a liftoff pleasure. It's going to be a higher sequencing. It's going to be a new voyage, a new traveling, a new domicile, a new engagement, a new liftoff status. So we want to get very comfortable with remembering that we're stretching. We're not trying to conclude a past. That's all in dualism. Remember, we're moving into heart-centered consciousness, so we're moving into a new understanding and priority of self. So we want to go exploring. We want to stand upright. We want to allow for that change of hands. Because remember, the ego always likes to just stay tied to the past, to just continue as it is. That's not what this time is about. This time is of acceleration. This time is of a new exchange, new broadcast, new association, where you're coming to graduate quickly. So in other words, you just think about like how you've grown or how you've moved along in your spiritual journey up to now. And so now just imagine it's like literally quadrupled in terms of how fast and how quick this is coming by. So when you feel like, oh my gosh, you know, every day it's something, you're actually quite correct. But we want to remember, it's something for your heavenly pleasure. So everything that comes around, everything that touches home base is leverage that's taking you further, that's taking you wider, that's taking you into higher expansion. So allow yourselves to receive the gifts of your holy indicators. In other words, all is due you at this time. All is due you at this time. It's like time to crack the code. Everything is readily available. So you just want to feel that right now. You just want to feel that sensation, feel that pulsation, feel that light, feel that overture that everything that you need to assemble into your divine alignment, excuse me, is present and waiting for further direction. In other words, are you ready for me? Are you ready for me? So just imagine all in standby occurrence. In other words, just like Like if someone was holding your like a caddy, they're holding your next golf club for when you're going to need it for the next swing. So you can easily take the new golf club, or you can take your heavenly attire. So a handmaiden or whatever, like a stylist holding out your outfit for you. So you want to have that kind of energetic offering, intention, alibi, good in nature. When I'm receiving it, I literally have like master vicinity where I have this being that's just beaming energy into my eyes. Like I'm just looking at them and their eyes just sort of like, oh my gosh. So remember, everything is really us. There's no separation. So if I'm, for example, seeing another delegate, what I'm doing is simply tuning in to my own reservoir of delight. So again, there's no other. It's simply we're reassembling our own willingness, our own due pleasure, our own emphasis, our own, there's another word for this, like self-actualization. So in essence, we're taking ourselves home. So we want to really feel that, because the more that we understand that, the more we'll step into our power. And this is all about permitting ourselves life's occurrence. So in other words, continuing to align with our power, continuing to claim our grand fortune, because that grand fortune is an energetic occurrence. So everything that you hope to acquire in the outer is going to come to you by exact formula. In other words, as you align with your highest broadcast, as you align with good favor, as you embody love, as you embody the energies of the Christ, more and more and more. And so with that, you'll receive due witness. In other words, I'm holding the essence of love, and now I'm magnetizing to myself everything that love can bring, because there's no separation. It's all us. So if we're broadcasting separation, we're going to experience separation. When we broadcast love, then everything turns direction readily. In other words, whatever we call to mind will at first appear. So that's how masters always bring forth whatever is needed. It's and that's how they or how we. They don't want me to keep saying they. It's like we're learning to do this. We start claiming God's glory through and through, because instead of being the mind, instead of being the separate self, we're our own holy partner. So as we embody the light, as we embody the highest claim, then all is open to us, because we understand all is part of us. All is part of us. There is no separation. We're all one. So we're moving from that lower self to our divine self. And so from that perspective, from that essence, from that light's occurrence, whatever is part of your holy direction, of course is going to come upon you, because you've opened up the holy gate. So we want to remember what's possible, and we want to remember that we are our best alibi. In other words, we're the one that brings it forth. We're the one that signals our readiness. We're not waiting for the next whatever to bring us downloads. It's like, oh, I just need another download. What we need is an agreement with that download. So we're learning how to agree with it. We're learning how to integrate it. We're learning how to receive. We're learning how to receive all the old limitations. So all of us are still carrying false beliefs, because we've all bought into the programming. And that's what they're helping us. That's what they want me to correct that. So that's what our higher essence is helping us to do, is to surrender all of those negations. In other words, everything that goes against our true nature, that we're still playing tag along, that we still have in our back pocket. They're kind of like, okay, I'm bringing the basket around so you can empty your pockets. So they're helping us discharge old attainment, old acquirement, specifically beliefs, strongholds that, you know, like if that wasn't that spell wasn't cast over me, I'd be fine and dandy now. And so the spirit's like, well, terrific. Let's release that spell. Because if someone says something, you believe it, then you create from it. And it's not always working for your highest and best good. So that's what's going to come up specifically, is every place where we're possessing a downturn, a not of love's advantage, so that we can course correct, so that we can come into further alignment, so that we can integrate the downloads, so that we can embody the light, so that we can be an example of love manifest in form, because that's what each and every one of us is entitled to at this time. So allow yourself to, they're saying to ring the bell. In other words, it's sort of like come into agreement, accept, congratulate, witness, pay homage to. So we're paying homage again to our higher presence, your I am presence, your Christ self, your Buddha self, whatever words ring true for you. But it's that greater expansiveness of presence. That's what we're bowing our heads to, or that's who we're submitting to, so that we can receive light in full status. So again, the Shami the peacock, because that's always a symbol for enlightenment. And enlightenment is simply waking up to our own light, witnessing the truth of self. And so this is what is being stepped up. This is what's being ordered. This is what's being assumed. Because when you arrive at God's doorstep, it's like assumed that you want full entry. And so God, again, being our God self, and remembering this is what we're entitled to, this is what we're claiming, for all the eyes to see. In other words, we're holding this light for the benefit of, now that I found my own light, how can I respond to your needs? How can I show you the way now that I found my own? So first we have to find our own. And that's where we're parting ways with the past. So all of those past notions of self, it's sort of like, remember, we're changing hands very quickly. We're arriving early. They kept saying in the last group message, we're arriving early. So again, you're leaving the past behind. You're leaving energy that's still focused on separation, still focused on victimization, and moving into your empowerment. So allow yourselves to receive these energies generously, helping you to bridge the gap between yesterday and today. So what you mean by today is because your eternal present is in today. Your future self is in today. It's all here. So it's sort of like we're recalibrating to our heavenly position. In other words, whatever everyone's next step is, here we go. So we're here. So we're anchoring it in, we're claiming it, we're arriving, we're allowing, we're permitting, we're receiving, we're ordering, we're there's one more energy. I can't put a word to that. It's sort of like it's already in our very midst. So it's a little bit like we're looking around. So we're admiring, I guess, is the best way to say that one. We're admiring. We're admiring love's advantage as it is stated in the now present, out now, as it is stated in its earlier arrival function. And again, the reason they say early is so that we permit ourselves to stand out. We permit ourselves to walk away from old mass consciousness or consensus or family agreements, whatever it is, because here we are. So the more that we understand that this was our divine appointment all along, this was our divine currency all along, this was the plan of our higher self all along, we'll permit ourselves to go. So this is where our own self-permission is very, very relevant. Some want to like hold back, wait for others to catch up. Some just don't feel entitled, whatever it is. So this is where they're coaching us to help us claim it, to help us remember that in fact, we're actually very good at this. And so this is what we agreed to do. So allow yourselves to receive on all levels, past, present, and future, being fully integrated in the now moment of arrival, and allowing all to change hands. That means as we make our shift, everything in our life we're calling forth, because remember, we're relocating ourselves in a new parallel reality, and so everything changes hands. So because of our broadcast, remember, everything's responding to the broadcast that we're aligning with. So we're aligning in good measure. They're just showing me the Hermit card, and my feeling is for some of us, it's purposeful to just sort of like immerse yourself in the woods or laying down in the grass or just taking like time to acclimate rather than being in such a hurry to do. Allow yourself to acclimate, because you're going to notice your to-do list is going to change to your delight and readiness, because you're aligning with a higher truth. So we want to part ways with the past. In other words, listening to that new higher truth in terms of how to dialogue, to proceed with the many. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.